Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, ka'chava.com, code NEWS.
You are listening to No PC Allowed, aka No Political Correctness Allowed. And I am Mac Iverson. A filibuster is like stepping on a gas hose of healthy legislation, blocking it and allowing it to fill up to become dangerously overinflated and eventually busting. It fills up and it busts open and obliterates everything around it. It fills and it busts. So the name of filibuster is its perfect descriptive name. We must get rid of the filibuster because it's going to destroy America. Here's an interesting fact about the filibuster. It's not even a part of the Constitution, so we can live without it. In addition, the filibuster, or FB, does not just protect the minority, it protects the majority from votes they don't want to make, because it protects their deep state careers. They all say, "We need 60 votes to nuke the filibuster, but we don't have enough votes so we can't cast our votes." They love that because a simple 51-vote majority forces them out. It exposes these la cucaracha politicians for who they really are. The partial government shutdown show is over for now, but it's only a matter of time before the filibuster rises up to kick the can of societal progress down the road again. So we have to kill it, and kill it now. President Trump has laid this out in the simplest of terms. We do it to them, the Democrats, before they do it to us. In a strong, healthy America, the filibuster allows time for the slowing down and allowing of discussion of policy differences. This is vital in our republic. But the demon rats tried hard to scrap the filibuster in the early 2020s and even ruined the careers of Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, who both refused to vote to get rid of the filibuster that would have greatly benefited the demon rats, but would have done massive damage to America with their deep state agenda. So at the very next opportunity, the Democrats will get rid of it. So we must beat them to that punch. Never mind if it's the proper thing to do. We're talking real politic here. Or what is real in politics, not what is the fanciful ideal. Here's the reality. Conservatives have only a very quickly closing window of opportunity here. This isn't 2016 anymore. Life in 2025 has gotten far more complicated and the enemy far more cunning. Trump is right. If we don't get rid of the old FB, then the GOP's performance will be lackluster. 50 votes plus Vice President Vance's tie-breaking vote means that all kinds of beneficial to all Americans legislation, a very long list, by the way, will go through and all at once, thus jump-starting a tsunami of enthusiasm for massive gains for the Republicans in Congress next year. Trump claims we will not lose a general or midterm election again because American economic and societal growth will be off the chain and zoom off the charts for a generation or more, forever changing the current downward trajectory of America into social disease-ism. If America does not succeed in dumping the archaic filibuster, and because the party not in power historically does well in the midterms, then the demon rats will likely take over the Senate and very possibly the House, and the whole tedious nonsense of, "We must stick it to Trump," will be echoing through the halls of Congress once again. They can then easily make overtures to turning D.C. and Puerto Rico into 2 new Democrat stranglehold states with 4 new senators and several more congressmen. They can pack the Supreme Court by adding more seats, which means permanent power for them. America may never overcome that deficit from these new communist votes, and all because the demon rats moved to get rid of the filibuster before we did. If half of America was not brainwashed on TDS or Trump derangement syndrome, then the actions and words of this gentleman in the White House would certainly be sufficient enough to drive down and destroy the deep state stranglehold upon America. But because of the deep-rooted brainwashing that has been going on for many decades, that unfortunately is not the case. Therefore, radical triage must be done in order to save our constitutional republic. Emergency surgery begins with cutting out the filibuster. America is suffering from stage 4 cancer, and we absolutely must recover. Without straight up and down votes, Trump's anti-corruption laws cannot pass. There will not be enough votes. Of course, there are some good arguments in favor of keeping the filibuster, but any fine-sounding point stands inert when compared to the necessity of getting rid of the filibuster. The FB is for far saner times. America no longer lives in those times. We are now in the middle of World War III. It is a stealth war, meaning half of America has no clue how they are being played like a cheap violin by the power maestros who use left-right politics as the wedge to divide and conquer all of the Western world so that they may, at our weakest point, jump in and make peace with these factions and devour all of our freedoms in the process just in order to control us. This is the time for pure, raw leadership, Trump's leadership. And while it is certainly true that the right would be going bonkers if Senators Sinema and Manchin did not stand in the way of the Democrats' push for ending the filibuster several years ago, but in a war such as this, one side must win and one side must lose. Our side must win because we are more objectively tied to universal truths. This is obvious. The left is tied up with China and the international deep state mafia. Their voters' loyalty goes to the highest bidder. Anyone who does any objective, scientific, open-minded research and study of the situation knows this. This isn't just politics. This is truth versus lies. Life versus total death of America and the entire West. Let me give you some good news, just a ray of hope. As America goes, the rest of the world goes. If America leads the way into hell, the rest of the world will quickly follow. If America leads the way to salvation, the rest of the world will follow. We have two options. The filibuster can be saved with a constitutional amendment, but now is not that time. Conservatives must unilaterally do away with it first to bring it back again later. We do not have time to waste trying to save something that only delays the necessary progress of our coming massive reformation and draining of the swamp. The second option is that after we nuke the FB, we must immediately get rid of all political parties. That's right, we must get rid of all political parties. Think about it. This bold action will cut off and starve the corruption funnels. Political parties were the invention of desperate coalitions at the very birth of our country, but were never mandated in the Constitution. Therefore, we now can vote based upon the individual, not upon the massive party structure that grew into the beastly hodgepodge of special interests without accountability that we should all hate so much today. Left versus right is such a tiresome connivance that always overfocuses on the shiny objects, that always distracts attention away from the real guilty players or the billionaires, and especially the Chinese communist fascists who have fully partnered with these deep state billionaires. Action step. What can you do? You have been listening to one of the most heavily shadow banned podcasts on planet Earth. We went from millions of weekly views down to zero almost overnight. And we've been doing this for almost 3 years. Every time our numbers go up, they get shot down to zero immediately. Elon Musk shadow bans us as well. What does that tell you about the censor? It tells me that the tech giants and their deep state bedfellow politicians are panicking and beyond desperate to limit what you hear from the alt media. They are, in effect, screaming at you not to listen to this extremely subversive information source because we are a major threat to the powers that be. The billionaires are frightened of little old no PC allowed. We are the nonconformists to their deep state evil. Therefore, cast this podcast out to all far and wide. Like, subscribe, and share. Do it now. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.